Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I am Donna, and today is Sunday, September 17th, 2023. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, happy, happy. That is one of my favorite songs. It's really interesting. I don't know if you guys know the backstory to Pharrell's song, Happy. But it was just really amazing that when he first actually created this song, he could not find any of the stations to play it, and believe it or not. So, you know, after he continued trying and trying, no one just wanted to play that song. And so what happened is some people loved it. And they created a video, and it went viral. And so these were just different people that were just in such a great mood when they heard the song. Not people from the music industry, just, you know, general people like you and I. And so I just thought that was so amazing. After that, his song went viral. And then, of course, then everybody wanted to play it. But wanted to share that with you, but it's certainly one of my favorite songs. And if you're having a tough time or not in such a great mood, just put that song on, and that should change your mood. Okay, but anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. This evening's topic is Real Estate and Ministry Part 3. Stay tuned. All right, so for the benefit of the new listeners, I usually like to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway, since that is the name of our show. And, of course, etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And guess who we have to thank for this? Charles I and II of England. Okay, that's who we think, because what they did is they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos goes out to Charles I and II, a little bit of the backstory for that. But anyway, once again, welcome everybody, whether it's your first time listening or whether you've been a long time listener, always so grateful to have you join us on this evening. So listen, you can certainly feel free to contact us if you would like to speak with us live, 516-418-5894, or send your email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We will be more than happy to share your comments. And so, of course, we did not, last week we did not have Part 3 for the real estate. We had started our series about 3 weeks ago. So we did have Part 1 and Part 2, and those both of those promo links are embedded into the promo for this evening's show. And you might want to go back if you missed either one of those shows. Oh, man, there were just a whole bunch of gems that were shared as part of those shows. But we I realized that last week it was National Grandparents Day, and a lot of people did not know that because, I mean, it wasn't on all the calendars. How I discovered it myself was it was on my desk calendar, you know, the big calendars that you have on your desk, but it wasn't on a lot of the other walls. Calendars or in the day runners. I thought that was real interesting. But yeah, when I discovered that, I said, oh, we're going to have to celebrate Grandparents Day. And if you heard that show last week, it was, you know, it was a really nice, fun show. Glenda Manning was with me for that show. And she kind of wanted to put a twist on grandparents. And also we talked about grandparents. That means parents that are just, you know, doing a grand, if you will, and great job, and which may be, you know, a biological parent or perhaps not. So that was fun to talk about and celebrate the grandparents. And I do, before I bring on Miss Jacqueline, I did receive a message that I do want to read this one first real quick because it's regarding the grandparents. It says, Miss Donna, I hope you are well. I missed your salute to grandparents last week, but may I shout out my favorite grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Elton Charter in St. Louis. They are the greatest ever. There are 14 of us grandkids, and I'm sure we sometimes drive them crazy. Thank you. And this comes from Bob and Sarah Klinger. Okay, so thank you for sending that. And I'm sure they, you know, they'll be delighted to hear that, and probably delighted to hear that you guys may drive them kind of crazy. But, you know, that's okay, right? So yeah, I just wanted to when I saw that, kind of pop in, I wanted to just kind of read that first, okay? All right, so let me tell you a little bit about Jacqueline. Jacqueline Sukrum, and she's certainly no stranger to the show, right? She is a licensed ordained minister, founder of M&J Real Estate Investment Group, LLC, a real estate investment company that provides low-income housing since 1996. That's a long time, so that tells you that she has a lot of information. She's been in this business a long time. And she, you know, she often says that she helps people to move from renting to home ownership, from renting to home ownership. And her mission is to help change the life of one person or family one time. And so I want to bring to you Miss Jacqueline. And we're always glad to have her.
Good Monday.
Well, happy
everybody.
Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Happy
Sunday
to all
happy
of
Sunday.
You.
How are
Thank
you today?
You. Oh, I'm blessed. I can say that. I'm still here.
Oh, right.
Just
yes.
Ready to get started.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I can just imagine, and I believe, first of all, someone is listening, you know, who may not have had an opportunity to listen to Real Estate Part 1 and 2, Real Estate Ministry 1 and 2, and they're probably wanting to know and understand between the name Real Estate and Ministry. So for those who may be thinking, what is the connection between Real Estate and Ministry? You want to take just a second or two and just kind of explain that to these people so they're not kind of, I want everybody's mind and spirits and hearts to be clear once we begin talking and answering questions. So I know I had the prior to, I did, that question did come up. So for those who may be thinking that right now, and go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead and address that, why it's important to you as a ministry.
Yeah. The way I defined it as real estate is just, you know, to me, material things. It's just a material piece of property, home, everything. But when you include the ministry in it, the ministry part for me is that when I can help a person share my knowledge with them, not just, you know, buying real estate or investing in real estate, when one does that, they're actually even investing in themselves and their family. But then being able for me to share the information with those who may not be aware of what's available to them, that's my ministry in helping them. Could be someone that's homeless or someone that, you know, I want to say don't have anybody to say, take them in, family who has fallen, you know, on hard times, who has lost actually a home due to unfortunate, you know, circumstances. And, you know, I come in and, you know, once they meet with me and I'll see what I can do to help them, that is my ministry in the real estate.
Yes, thank you for that. And because I believe that whatever it is that we are called to do and, you know, whatever purpose that we have to, you know, to fulfill that, we are all supposed to be serving and helping others. And of course, when you are doing that, you're serving and helping others, and that, in fact, is your ministry. And,
it's combining the two together, you know?
Yes, I wanted to make sure everybody was kind of clear so we can move forward. So I know you and Kimberly, and guys, Kimberly was scheduled to be back on, but she did have a family emergency, so I wanted to let you know that. That's why you will not hear her voice this evening, because she certainly was part of our the series as well, and she had some great information, and she actually lives in Massachusetts. And so she did tell me there was a family emergency. She wasn't going to be able to be here. And so just praying for her and whatever may be going on in her family, that it may be well. But I don't know if you want to start anywhere in particular, or you want me to just grab one of these messages that I have received already, Jacqueline.
Well, you can, but I also want to, you know, even say something else, too. If any of the listeners have any questions or something like that for either myself, maybe for Kimberly, to go ahead and send them in, and they can be forwarded on to Kimberly, which is, you know, I think would be good, because some of the things I'm sure I might be able to answer the questions that's directed for her, I may not be able to. I may and I may not. But for, you know, for the ones that we cannot, they can be actually forwarded to her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And guys, in case you did not hear the first two parts, it was just so amazing how, and we talked about this in the first episode, is Jacqueline had, she actually was just kind of mentoring Kimberly years ago. Kimberly was 19 years of age at the time.
No,
and then
she was
17. Wow. So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So she was 17. So then I'm going to let you just do a quick recap, because that was just so powerful.
Well,
how she reached out to you.
Right. She was 17 years old, homeless. Her and, I guess, a relative had came by visit. And, you know, I couldn't really do too much for her. But she was so, I mean, amazed by what I was doing and questioned me. I must have answered so many questions. And she says I helped her tremendously. But she also mentioned that some of the things that she's doing, you know, was getting from me the information, actually had changed her life. And, you know, she became a real estate investor, and then became a licensed agent. And now she says that she's making it a generational thing for her and her children. And it just made me feel so proud of her, you know, because it wasn't about me. It was about her being able to take what I had taught her to go out and do what she, you know, what she needed to do for herself, which was just awesome, you know. And now she's teaching her children to do the same. So it's amazing. And now she's flying. She is flying with it. She took what information I had given and taught her, and she's doing wonderful. I'm so proud of her.
And I think this was, I'm just trying to remember, I think it was, 16, 17 years ago or something
about
like that?
I think about 17 years ago, because she's in her 30s now, and she was 17 when she had came to me.
So all those years later, So guys, you know, you just never know when you are sharing information with others, you're mentoring others, what's going to happen. And so I just think that was just such a fabulous story for her to reach out to you after all these years. And I know you had to first remember who she was, and then how impactful you were. And here again, that's what I'm talking about. That to me, you know, what you're doing and how you impact others' lives. You know, we have that special, you know, anointing, or we have that is our calling to be able to help people, because you never know what they're going to do with it. And so,
exactly.
I just wanted to share that again. And that was just a beautiful, beautiful story.
So you have another question?
Mm-hmm. Here's one. It says, Miss Donna, thanks for your show. I am interested in purchasing a home, and it will be the first time. I have a question for Miss Jacqueline. Would she please explain what is needed for someone who buys for the first time? Thank you, Colleen in McDonough, Georgia. Thank you, Colleen, for that. So first-time home buyers.
Well, first-time home buyer, they have a lot of incentives out there for first-time home buyers. You know, I can't really say what all is going to be needed from them, but I can certainly say if you're a first-time home buyer, some of the things you need to get in check first before even doing anything is actually making sure that you check this, make sure you check your credit. Get your credit up to par. If it's not, get it up to par. Get whatever negative things off of your credit, get it off. And before you even go into doing anything, get yourself pre-approved, because a lot of people, they want to go into buying a home, but when they get out there, find the home they want, then it puts a delay on actually getting the loan because they haven't been pre-approved. So that actually makes a setback when you decide you want to try to put the contract and you don't have the funding available at the time. So you do want to make sure that you get your credit in order. Make sure that you get pre-approved. And then, you know, if you have an agent working with you, good. But if for some reason, now it's depending on if you going to go through a mortgage company or if you're just going to do the investing property even for yourself, you know, getting into the property later, decide, you know, you're going to rent it out, purchase another one or something, or just finding a property that you can get into and be able to not get the high cost of these houses now. You find so many of them, even the ones that investment properties where you can buy and fix it up, buy it for, you know, less than what the market is asking, fix it up and live in it. You know, there's so many different ways of purchasing the property. But if you go the other route, being the first-time home buyer, then they have some incentives, and you may want to, you know, check with your agent and see, because if it have just minor to be done, some mortgage companies want everything done, move-in ready.
Okay,
so I don't know if that answers the question, you know, but if it's anything other, you know, specific, go ahead and, you know, I'm sure, Ms. Donna, you'll give them the number again where they can call, and, you know, I can always consult with them on a one-on-one basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So hopefully that did help. I'm looking at another one here. Okay, this one
I'm sorry, Ms. Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
oh, no, go ahead.
For that particular question, I would actually pass it on to Kimberly, because
mm-hmm.
Kimberly, knowing that she's the agent and she have more access to some of the first time home buyers, I want to say information and programs, she can actually better help that person with that question.
Absolutely, because I remember a couple of weeks ago, she was talking about there were even certain
mm-hmm.
grants that were available as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
And a lot of people hadn't heard of that. And even though she is
right.
based on the East, yeah, she's based on the East Coast, but she does have contacts throughout the country.
Right.
And so
right.
she would be able to help.
Right, because they do have branches out in Georgia. It's all over. So, you know, I'm sure that one of the branch personnel can actually, you know, consult with her as well. So I just want to throw that out there.
Absolutely, yeah, because I remember she was talking about the various programs that were available, and so she was saying that, you know, it is possible. So, you know, oftentimes, you know, people think it may be a little too tough right now, especially right now, you know, with the market and everything.
It is, believe me, very, very tough. So then the other question?
This one says, Miss Donna, my family and I have been listening to your show for 4 years and always learn something new. Please ask Miss Jacqueline if the home buyer process is the same in different states. I live in Rhode Island. Also, I am a senior, 67 years young, and would it be advantageous to purchase or should I rent? Thank you.
It all depends. It all depends. I'm sure there are programs in every state. But then the individual have to ask themselves, am I ready for home ownership? Should I rent? And some prefer to just go into other, you know, apartments for, you know, people of their age, for the older ones. It all depends on what their preference is. A lot of people would prefer just to have that the home ownership. That way they have families or whatever. They have that purchasing and at least have something to leave behind for their loved ones or even have someone to come in if they became, you know, ill or something like that and would rather stay in their own home and have someone come in and assist them in their home. And, you know, it's a lot of things that you have to ask yourself, you know, am I prepared? How much money do I have put aside just in case if something like this happens? You know, do I have the funds that it would take to pay someone to come in if something was to happen to me and yet I own my home, you know, and compared to renting, you know, is how much do you want to take on? Because with home ownership, it comes with maintenance of the home. In apartments, the apartment complex is responsible for the maintenance of the apartment. So you have to sit back and ask yourself, which one will be better for me? It's like, you know, presenting a forecast to what can happen in the future. And I hope that answers the question, you know, a little.
Great tips. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, definitely. I truly understand the maintenance thing in keeping a house. And it's, you know, it's usually can be quite expensive as well because you just can't call and.
Right. It's hard to find good help when you need it, you know, and that's on every aspect, you know, in healthcare as well as, you know, repairs. So, you know, that's a question to ask unless you have family and friends or someone that can be there. Or, you know, yes, it's hard to find, but not impossible, you know. Is just sometimes it's a little waiting period. But, you know, me personally, I like the freedom of the home ownership because it's my home and I can have whoever I want to come in if something was to happen to me, come in and help take care of me. Rather, you know, something happened to me and I'm in an apartment and then I'm still having to pay for an apartment and then pay for a facility to take care of me. So, you know, it's, you know, whatever you feel that's going to better, you know, suit your needs at the time.
That's a really, really good point. And, guys, in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about real estate and ministry, getting some really great tips. It's not too late for you to join the conversation. We will be back, though, in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway, by Donna Page Riley? Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you want to add this resource to your library. Go to CourteousPublications.com, that's CourteousPublications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo, and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-age children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master-level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs,
audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are continuing our conversation surrounding real estate and ministry. We have Ms. Jacqueline Sukrum here with us this evening. She's answering real estate questions, so you can continue to send your questions in, or you can give us a call. Let's see. Here is one. It says, my wife and I would like to purchase single-family properties. I only work because she is a stay-at-home mom. Any tips for us? Cornelius and Karen, Ohio. Thank you for that that message, Cornelius and Karen.
So they want to purchase a multifamily?
No, it says
single family,
single family property.
Single
mm-hmm.
family. Okay. Thing is it for them or you know for someone else if they're gonna purchase to actually rent out or they would be living in it. They same scenario, same thing. Yeah.
Because they have
would apply.
They have properties, so maybe they're trying to do investment properties, single family investment properties, because they do have an S on the end. So it's
okay.
It looks like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's almost the same thing, the same scenario here with the other one that wanting to purchase a property. It all depends on what they have, how much they have to invest into the property, what they actually, they have to really sit down and figure out what they want. They have to have a plan as to what kind of property they're looking for, where they're looking for that property, because like I said again, the high cost of the properties now, I mean, real estate is has become very, very expensive. It's not, you know, so much as, you know, how would I put it, a buyer's market. It's more of a seller's market because of the high cost of the housing. First, finding out how much, you know, you got to invest. And if you're going to be getting loans, what kind of loans or, you know, finding out what kind of financing, because you're going to need, you know, whatever funding or you're going to use, you know, your own money if you're not using somebody else's. So I would have to know more, a little bit more about, you know, where the individual is so that I can actually give them the correct information and be able to you know, answer whatever other questions I know that they would have if they're looking to purchase single-family houses. So, you know, that again, you know, they can always contact me and, you know, with other questions so that I can better help them. But, yes, if they're looking into just buying single-family housing, there's a whole lot of questions, you know, that I feel they need to ask because I don't know what their financial situation is or, you know, what their goal is. Because they have to have a plan in order to to implement, you know, the purchasing.
Mm-hmm. And, guys, thank you for sending in your messages. And so it sounds like, you know, pretty much each case is going to be different depending on exactly, you know, what the specs are, right? And,
right.
You know, what your investment level is and exactly what
mm-hmm.
you're looking to invest in exactly. So
right.
Let's see. I am reading another one. Let's see. Ms. Donna, please ask Jacqueline, what are the best types of properties to purchase as an investor? This will be only first time. So I think this will be probably only my first time, I think they may
okay.
be trying to say. And then this
right.
is like a two-part question. Why is the market so expensive right now?
Wow.
I think that's everybody's question, right?
Yes, yes. Like we spoke about that, and I think the first one about
mm-hmm.
you know with the high cost of you know insurance, you know back when even the pandemic, you know I'm going to answer that one first. And not only that, you look at all these natural disasters that's happening all around the world. And the cost of insurances and stuff like that, all of that rises the cost of everything. So when you look at that, even fuel, everything, you know, the housing, the cost that it's going to cost you to rebuild when those disasters, that drives up the market a whole lot. So you're looking at all of that, even when we spoke about, you know, landlords, you know, why the rents are so high. The same thing goes for these properties. So it's, you know, the people, some of these other investors, they can also drive up the high cost because when they're going in and spending crazy, buying and, you know, just the in the market, it may not be worth it, but it's all, you know, what they feel the property is really, you know, worth at this particular time. I guess if they had a cap on how much you can actually sell, you know, the property for, I don't even know if that would even work, to be honest. But I have thought about that, too, because it is very expensive. You know, when we sold our home, we couldn't find a home to go to purchase right off the bat because everything was so expensive. Everything had to rent up. Even what we sold our home for, we couldn't take that money and say, go find us another one unless we're getting less than what we had before. So, you know, because of the high cost of the housing, you know, where we sold, we had to move into a hotel. Because there was nothing that we can even go and rent that was even reasonable. So, you know, that answers that particular part of the question. But on the other side, the investing side, I'm sure, you know, there are still some deals out there. Again, figuring out what kind of property you want. Multifamily units is what I would rather go into purchasing because it's giving you more income coming in. And if you're, you know, well, single families are okay too, but the I think you get more for your buck if it was really multifamily units or even commercial property.
All right, and thank you for that question. Guys, and it's not too late for you to have your question answered as well. Here is one that says, Ms. Donna, my name is Golden. I appreciate the information that you have on your show, so thank you. My real estate question is, I would like to purchase a home, but my credit is in the 600s. Is this a possibility for me, or should I wait until my score is higher? I am 36 years old, Deb in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I know you mentioned something about credit a moment ago, right?
Yes, yes, I did. About getting the credit score. You can pull your own credit score and see what negative they have on it to go ahead on and get your credit in order, try to boost your score even higher, because the higher your credit rating is, the better interest rate that you would get. Now, on the other side of it, savings. You know, you want to at least have something. If you're going to go to a real estate agent and, you know, have them finding your home or whatever, you need to make sure that you are pre-approved beforehand, but also make sure that you have enough down payment if you were to find something. And I would certainly ask too, if you're buying the home, to also find out if the agent even know of anyone that's interested in owner financing, if that's a possibility, for you, even an owner financing would be good. So I would say that, and then the credit rating won't really make that much of a big difference. So, with more on that, my number would be listed, and I can explain in even more detail.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. And, guys, we thank you for your interest in this topic. And Jacqueline, thank you for answering, what you can, being kind of more general, because as you're saying that, each case is pretty much a little different than, each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can go ahead and if you want them to reach directly out to you, you can give your information if you like, or if you would like for me to add it into the show. So whatever you would be most comfortable doing, because we definitely want to be able to help guys. And I'm glad that you are sending your information and you're responding.
Right. If we can do both, I can go ahead and give them my number, and you can also include it for, some of the others who may not have, heard anything, or been on the show. That way you can, they would have in this time or something. But my phone number, I can be reached at 404-721-7903. And again, Jacqueline Supra.
Okay, and if you could just repeat your number one more time for those that may need to have grabbed something to write with.
It's 404-721-7903.
Alrighty. All right, guys, so we have time to probably answer just a couple other questions. I'm looking at one here, and guys, I'm just kind of laughing because I'm going to break this one down a little bit. It says, Ms. Donna, I have a slumlord, and we have filed complaints about him. We live in a multi-unit apartment home. Can Ms. Jacqueline give us any advice? And for those of you who may not, I know we covered this on the first installment of this series, but I do want to talk about a little bit about, people may be thinking, slumlord, what is that? I've heard of landlord, but what about the slumlord? And of course, and it's just basically a slang, term for a landlord. And, generally it's a landlord that's just not there. It's an absentee landlord. Oftentimes they could have more than one property, right?
A slumlord can be present right there. They just don't take care of their properties. That's what a slumlord is. One that don't care about their property. They don't
care. That's just terrible.
All they care about is getting the rent and move on, Mm-hmm. And I'm so sorry to hear that you guys are going through that. I am so sorry. To be honest with you, I don't like slumlords. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having a problem, you're paying your rent, and you're presenting the problem to them, put it in writing, do a certified letter, and, you know, if it's, if this is something, you know, that you really want to go ahead on and tackle that landlord with, that landlord can be held accountable, you know. I would go ahead on that. This is something that I would do. There are property standards, okay, if you have any in the area, which I'm sure you do, all areas have property standards. If there are things that is hazardous to you and your family in that house and you have done everything you can, if you have to, you can really make that landlord, that slumlord, give him living, them or living hell, you know, to get what needs to be fixed. If you're paying the money to live in it and you're bringing your concerns to them, and they're not doing anything, you have, you know, I would say you have two options. You either go ahead on and fight back, contact some of these other authorities who can do something, or stay there and keep being unhappy, you know. Or, you know, the other alternative, I'm sorry, the third one, move. So the choice is yours, but, you know, you're paying, and you don't want to be paying to stay, and it's not healthy for you or your family. So there are steps that you can take, and there you should check with your, I would say the, oh, God, housing authorities or even the court, and find out what the, get a copy of your tenant's rights handbook. And you can probably go online to see in wherever you're located if you can pull up that for your county.
Yeah, and that is so unfortunate. And, you know, you hear these stories on the news constantly that these slumlords are having no problem in collecting the money, but when it's
right.
time to come in to, you know, to make sure that they apply maintenance to some things that need to be either redone or replaced or repaired, it's like, you know, crickets. You don't hear anything
right.
from them at all. And the thing about it is, I've noticed too, because, you know, on the news, I've seen just a variety of different properties that, you know, they've had to escalate because they've had slumlords and, you know, for various reasons. And you see, and then they had to actually, what happened is they're on the news because they really were left with no other alternative but to go to
exactly.
the media to see if they can get some help or to get it resolved. And that is so unfortunate.
Exactly.
It really, really is.
And it is. It's very sad that they have to, you know, the people have to go through that kind of, take that kind of action just to get justice, you know. And, but like I said, trying the things that I mentioned may work, but you make sure you send that landlord a certified letter. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, there is, if you have an attorney that can even draw it up. When they see, oh, they got an attorney to then send me a letter, I'm going to get my act together. But, you know, I would certainly do whatever I have to do to get their attention. But just document, document, document.
Okay, and hopefully that will certainly get resolved. It's really a shame. And just let me say this from an etiquette point of view. If you are a landlord, can you please do the right thing and make sure that you take care of your tenants so that, you know, we don't have to see specials or on the news or, you know, have messages like this that they're paying their rent and they're not actually, you know, doing what they really should be doing, which it's just, I mean, come on now. The proper thing to do is to do the right thing, okay? And that is so, so important. Let's see here. Here's one, Ms. Donna. Do you work with homeschool students? Thank you, from Kelly. Kelly, yes, I do. I do work with homeschool students as well with the etiquette training. You probably heard the coaching. So just reach out to me. You can just, you know, shoot me another email, MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail. You can do that. I'll be more than delighted to speak with you about that. And I know that there are a lot of students. She's probably referring to the commercial that ran. There's a lot of students now that are homeschool students. And very understandably so, given, you know, the climate of some of the what's going on with some of the school systems. And I'm just kind of looking through to see if there are any more here. And, guys, thank you so much again, certainly for joining us on this evening. We certainly do appreciate it. And I hope you have learned something, and something that you've heard this evening has been helpful to you. And, of course, you know, we aim to educate and inform and encourage at the same time. So hopefully you have certainly heard something that has been able to do that for you personally. And so, Jacqueline, I don't know if you have any concluding thoughts or we can go ahead and just close up for the evening. And, guys, thank you all for being with me. And I will invite you again to go back and listen to Real Estate Ministry Part 1 and 2, the lot of information that was shared in those programs as well. So you'll be able to go back and listen to those, as this one as well.
Yes, and I just want to thank everybody from, you know, for hearing, you know, some, well, hopefully getting the answer to some of their questions, and I'm available if you all need in more detailed answers to some more of your questions. And Ms. Donna, I do want to thank you for having me on again. And I hope everyone have a wonderful night, a blessed night.
Thank you again for sharing your heart. And okay, I'm looking at one that is okay. Let's see if we can get this one. And this one says, Ms. Donna, would you please ask Ms. Jacqueline to explain her low housing market? You may be talking about low income housing. Yeah, because we did talk about that as part of your introduction.
Right. If that is the case, speaking about the low income housing, that all depends on if you're willing to accept Section 8, Section 8, or some of the other programs that's out there that also caters or assists people with low income. I accept, you know, different programs if I have someone come to me wanting to rent. It's a lot that goes into it. If they have low income, I screen all my people very well. And some of them that do go through the low income program, they already screened. So they'll send people, if you have the property, then they will send the people to you. Some people are in between. They don't have, or they, shall I say, they're not on
the low-income program, but they don't have that particular type of funding, full price, the type of rent, and that would be up to the landlord that would be willing to work something out with them because they have low income, that they can actually work or figure out with them to put them into a home. So, you know, it's a lot of variations of income and qualifications. So, but that's what I do. If I have a property and I have it under the low income program, then yes, and that meaning would be Section 8 or other programs in the area, you know, that they qualify for. I accept those, and it's beneficial, you know. It's good. You're helping a family, but at the same time, they you're getting paid, you know, to house them. And that means no slumlords are accepted into the program. So an individual don't have to worry about that because, you know, if you're a slumlord, you cannot be on the program. So they're really strict about that.
Really good.
Yes.
That's
I have to throw that
that's certainly
in.
Ending. Yes, ending on a high note for sure.
Yes.
Oh, man, let's see. Oh, guys, I see you trying to get a few more in at the end here. Let's see. If you are, well, if you're listening to us live, you probably don't hear us anymore if you're listening live because it is 9:01. You will be able to go back and listen, however. Here's one. Ms. Jacqueline mentioned pre-qualifying. What is that process like? My wife and I are 25 years old and would like to purchase our first home.
Well, pre-qualifying is when you're going to go to the bank and apply for a loan. Or, you know, even doing the first-time home buyers, you want to make sure that you go, when you go in, you're gonna have to apply, fill out the application and everything to determine how much of money you qualify to receive to purchase a home. So that's going to be based off of your income and also your credit rating. And that's
wonderful.
Basically it in a nutshell.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm just grateful we have listeners of all ages, and some are just sound like they're getting started. Some are older. So, and I'm so grateful, guys, that, and of course, this is a family show. And again, I said that, you know, we aim to encourage and to educate and encourage and to motivate. And I'm just so excited. And thank you all, too, when you reach out to us. I certainly do appreciate it. And thank you guys for just listening. You know, those who, if you've listened, if this is your first time, thank you. If you've been listening for years, we appreciate that as well. So glad that you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family, and certainly inviting you to invite others. Because, of course, you know, the goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do this one person at a time with your help. And by the way, if you have an etiquette topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, be sure to let me know. We'll see if we can make that happen for you. All right, as I remind you weekly, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. I challenge you each week to initiate an act of kindness. And you know, this is something that doesn't have to be a huge, you know, anything really major, right? It could be something as simply as someone is walking in the door behind you and you don't let the door slam in their face. That's considered an act of kindness if you just take that additional second to hold that door open for the person coming behind you. You know, if you're somewhere, someone dropped something and maybe their hands are full, just take a second to help them pick up what it is that they dropped. So those are just basic acts of kindness. so, so very, very important. And I certainly, I challenge you and encourage you to initiate an act of kindness this week. In fact, really, if you're intentional about this, you know what? You can initiate an act of kindness daily. That is what is really important, just to do that. And I think that's what we need a little more of nowadays, especially with, you know, so much that is going on, you know, so we can make a difference by just being, just extending grace and kindness to someone, okay? So I thank you in advance for that. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in. Jacqueline, thank you again for your time. I certainly do appreciate it and your expertise. And, you know, this is certainly a ministry for you, because you are certainly helping and blessing people. And I certainly do appreciate that. But, guys, again, thanks so much for tuning in. And, hey, we will talk again next week. Okay, take care, good night, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.